Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Juniper Networks, a leading provider of networking and cybersecurity solutions that power the internet and enterprise networks globally. Juniper is known for its high-performance routers, switches, and security products, which are essential for building and securing networks. We'll explore how behavioral finance influences their strategic decisions, DEI efforts, adaptation to market changes, and how they compare to other companies in the networking and cybersecurity sector. Let's dive in.
Juniper Networks has made a significant impact in the networking industry, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases lie? The status quo bias and the overconfidence bias influence their decision-making, particularly in product innovation and market strategy.
Status quo bias can have a considerable impact on Juniper's decision-making, especially when it comes to product innovation and market strategy. This bias might lead the company to favor maintaining their existing products and technologies, potentially slowing the adoption of more innovative solutions or entering new markets. While this conservative approach helps ensure the reliability and performance of their existing offerings, it may also limit their ability to capitalize on emerging trends and technologies in the rapidly evolving networking industry. Overconfidence bias is another key factor where Juniper might overestimate the success of their products or market strategies, leading to an aggressive approach in certain areas such as expanding into new markets or developing cutting-edge technologies. While this confidence can drive growth, it also requires careful risk management to avoid overextending resources or misjudging market demand.
This focus on maintaining strong core products while pursuing growth opportunities has helped Juniper build a loyal customer base, appealing to investors who value both innovation and reliability in the networking sector.
Exactly. Juniper's emphasis on maintaining the performance and reliability of their core products, while also pushing the boundaries in certain areas, has made it a respected name in the networking and cybersecurity industry. However, the company must balance this with a realistic assessment of market risks and a willingness to adapt to new opportunities to ensure long-term growth and competitiveness.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion at Juniper Networks. As a global technology company, how does DEI intersect with their business strategy, and what insights can we draw from behavioral finance?
DEI is particularly important for Juniper Networks, given their global operations and the need to understand and address the diverse needs of their customers and employees. From a behavioral finance perspective, embracing DEI can enhance decision-making by incorporating a variety of perspectives, which is essential for developing innovative and inclusive networking solutions. A diverse workforce can help Juniper better understand the unique needs of different regions and industries, leading to more effective and widely applicable products. For investors, the company's commitment to DEI can signal a forward-thinking and socially responsible organization, which is increasingly valued in today's market. Additionally, strong DEI practices can improve employee satisfaction and retention, which are critical for maintaining the high level of expertise required in the technology sector.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI as a critical factor, especially in technology-driven industries like networking and cybersecurity, where understanding and addressing diverse customer needs is key to success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, Juniper Networks not only strengthens its ability to serve a broad range of customers, but also enhances its reputation as a leader in providing inclusive and innovative technology solutions. This focus on inclusivity can also help attract top talent, which is essential for driving long-term growth and maintaining a competitive edge in the industry.
This adaptability is key for Juniper, especially as they face competition from both traditional networking companies and newer, more agile tech firms. Their ability to navigate these challenges is essential for their continued success.
Exactly. Juniper's success will depend on their ability to balance innovation with the strength of their established products, ensuring that they remain competitive while also maintaining the trust and reliability that their customers value. They must continue to evolve and adapt to meet the challenges and opportunities presented by technological advancements and changing market dynamics.
Now, let's compare Juniper Networks to other companies in the networking and cybersecurity sector like Cisco Systems, Arista Networks, and Palo Alto Networks. How do Juniper's behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Juniper's dynamics are often compared to other leaders in the networking and cybersecurity sector, such as Cisco Systems, Arista Networks, and Palo Alto Networks, particularly in their approach to innovation, market strategy, and product development. Juniper's emphasis on maintaining high-performance networking solutions appeals to customers looking for reliable and scalable technologies. Cisco Systems, with its broad portfolio and strong focus on enterprise networking, appeals to those interested in a comprehensive approach to networking and security. Arista Networks, known for its cutting-edge cloud networking solutions, offers a more specialized approach, while Palo Alto Networks' emphasis on cybersecurity positions it as a leader in network security. Juniper's focus on high-performance networking and innovation provides a unique value proposition, but it also means they must carefully manage the risks of staying too focused on their core offerings without exploring broader opportunities.
And unlike Arista Networks or Palo Alto Networks, which have a stronger focus on cloud networking and cybersecurity, Juniper's strength lies in its ability to provide high-performance networking solutions across a wide range of industries.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value. For Juniper, the focus on high-performance networking and innovation provides a unique value proposition in the technology sector.
To sum up, Juniper Networks' approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their product innovation strategies, DEI initiatives, or market adaptation. But like all companies, they must navigate the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics offers a clearer picture of what drives Juniper's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives. We'll be right back.